This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer's in the house. Yeah, it's seven past the hour. Yeah. Doug and Jen and Victoria on the program with a hello to Cecil Russell, who listens to us on KTSM in El Paso.
Hold on.
What?
I just can't ever let this one go. Down in the West, Texas, child in El Paso.
Okay, let's let it go. It's all right.
Fine.
I would not normally spend a lot of time talking about turkey. But this
white meat or dark meat?
Yeah. That's the obvious. Hello, everybody.
I was going to say, you talk about turkey at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Over
the weekend, the headlines were nice terror attack and a turkey coop.
Right.
Turkey coop. Hello. Ding, ding,
ding.
Oh, that was. I see. So, anyway, this show, I am a political scientist, a history person. I studied a lot of the Ottoman Empire, understand how important Turkey is to the gateway to Europe from the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't paid much attention to this guy, Erdogan. I believe that's his name.
No,
I pronounce
Erdogan.
It.
Erdogan.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Erdogan.
Oh, see, that's
that
good, because
like
I was going with Erdogan.
Erdogan.
I went with Erdogan.
Erdogan. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Sounds Irish instead of Turkish, though.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
I don't know what to tell you.
So he's been around for about 10 years. He's a crook. He's a money launderer. He's tried to usurp more power because he's like Vladimir Putin as his idol. Let's grab as much power as we can. And he's been pushing the country, which has been, again, on the bridge. You remember the story about Alexander the Great stepping on one side, his presence was, one foot was in the Middle East, the other was in Europe. And that's sort of what you, when you think of Istanbul, or Constantinople is what it was called for, was Istanbul. This is a very...
Sorry, it's a song. I can't ever
Istanbul,
think of Turkey.
Constantinople.
When I was Istanbul.
That, like in West Texas town. Of anyway.
Constantinople. Yeah.
So this guy is a pretty malicious guy. And the fact that the military there doesn't like him, they try to have a coup, as Jennifer so carefully and cleverly put it last weekend, and it didn't work. So now there are 9,000 Turks that have been arrested. He wants to bring back the death penalty and kill all of them.
Sure.
And so under the circumstances, I don't think we've heard the last of what's going on. And what I don't understand, maybe you can tie this all together. He's blaming some guy that lives in Pennsylvania near Chuck Curry in the Poconos.
It's Chuck Curry, actually, that he's to blame. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that when Chuck Curry's here.
Yeah. There's a couple of interesting things here to add, because this story is sort of a weird one. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
He goes on vacation. Erdogan goes on vacation, and that's when the military stages this
Let's
coup.
Let's get him. Yeah.
But here's the problem. You can't really have a coup if you still have a leader that can communicate with his people. So you'll see, if you watch the videos over the weekend, you'll see people coming out in the street, like, trying to confront the military, because Erdogan was still making, he was doing messages on FaceTime, he was using social media all the time to say, hey, I'm not gone, I'm just, you know, I'm vacaying people. And so if this was a real coup attempt, the first step to that in overturning governments for dummies, I read it, it's on page 4, is that you have to actually capture the leader so that they can't talk to the people anymore, right?
I heard he was flying, and they kept him up in the air in his plane.
Yeah, allegedly. So there's another
piece.
Well,
that's what he said. I saw the interview that he said that that's where he was. He was flying around in his plane, obviously on FaceTime or whatever.
Right, FaceTiming. And the other weird part of this is that Erdogan has has a, like you keep saying, the bridgeway, and that's really true in a couple of ways. This is the only Muslim country that's actually a member of NATO, and Erdogan kind of plays both sides to, against each other. He cooperates with NATO, yet he makes a lot of deals with, like, the Islamic State.
He's a crook.
He's kind of sympathetic to the Islamic
State. He's like Mubarak was in Egypt. He's making all these deals, putting the money in his pocket.
Right. That's so then you have that issue going on. But I had heard, and I don't know if this is true, I haven't heard much more about it, that this was actually sort of a staged coup. And that he was sort of behind this because this was his excuse to sort of move more towards the Muslim side and away from the democracy side and away from the NATO side. And a lot of people, I even saw John Kerry come out and say, as Secretary of State, he was really worried that this was going to take a hit for democracy across the board because he's now going to be moving away from that.
It's also the gateway for all of these people that running from Syria into Europe.
That's
a way for him to have his play and his say there. So
it's more really, it's so come. Layered. Yeah,
it is.
Crazy.
And then yesterday, according to the skim, he fired tens of thousands of government employees.
Yeah.
So your theory, Jen, this sounds like there's a lot of weight to that. That, you know, this was his way of cleaning house.
Mm-hmm. A heavily weighted theory. Thank you very much, Jennifer Horn. Round of applause for Jennifer and her heavily weighted theories. All right, you're going to all be angry with me in a few moments. Well. You're not. You're going to be upset with me now, because I'm about to talk about going back to school.
Oh.
Yeah, a month away or less.
Oh, I know.
For some, wash out your mouth with soap, Dougie, please. So, in order to prepare you and your family, your children, for getting the clothing they need to get back to school, we have invited Justin Coates to come on and give us all a look at back-to-school clothing for this next year. All right, calm down, everybody. You'll probably feel better after we have the conversation coming up next.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Quarter past the hour, Justin Coates joins us for conversation. He's manager of market analysis in the consumer marketing division of Cotton Incorporated. So are we to take from that, Justin, that most of the back-to-school clothing that will be popular this year will be made out of cotton?
Most definitely, Doug. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I think this is something, although distasteful for some to think about going back to school, it's only a month or less away, actually. And you saw right after the 4th of July, a lot of the stores, clothing stores that specialize in back-to-school affairs, highlighting a lot of back-to-school clothing. So what's different this year?
Right. Well, again, thank you for having me on. This year, we're seeing shoppers trying to get that shopping done before that first day of school. So we see that about 2 in 3 Americans from our Lifestyle Monitor research say that they will be done their back-to-school clothing shopping before the bell rings on the first day of school. So you're probably familiar with a lot of major retailers, Walmart, Target, and even on Amazon. All that summer merchandise, even though July 4th was just almost a few weekends ago, is kind of on the back burner, and you're seeing those fall styles and those school supplies front and center.
All right. So in this circumstance, what's the best value? What are you suggesting that consumers look at first when it comes to back-to-school clothing?
Right. Well, a key value, of course, is the fiber content that a product is made from. We see that about 4 in 5 parents say they prefer their children's clothing to be cotton rich. But less than half are actually checking fiber content labels to authenticate that purchase. But it was very interesting, among those who do check the labels, they all are looking for cotton. So, of course, we at Cotton Incorporated are doing everything we can to encourage the consumers to check fiber content labels once again. You probably remember your parents, your grandparents always checking that label, but somewhere along the way that the habit has declined. And it's important because when parents compare clothing made from cotton to clothing made from man-made fibers like polyester and rayon, they feel that the cotton clothing is the most comfortable, breathable, durable, the most important things to them when purchasing clothing.
So you want to know what, this is the silliest thing. When I was a kid growing up, we, and I don't know who started this in my neighborhood, but we used to test the clothing by what would burn and what wouldn't. And cotton clothing would burn and polyester would burn. So, if it burns, folks buy it. If it doesn't burn, you don't want it. Maybe that's the way.
Right. I guess you wanted to test the worst case scenario, huh?
Under the circumstances, yeah. So, are there brands that you adopt? I mean, cotton's in everything, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, cotton is still the number one fiber used at retail, although it has declined a little bit over time. But at Cotton Incorporated, something that your listeners may not be familiar with. You've probably heard the commercials, the fabric of our lives. But we also do a significant amount of research to find ways to enhance consumers' fiber of choice, to make it wick moisture like a synthetic, or be waterproof, or even be even more durable. So there are a number of major retailers, mass merchants, department stores, specialty stores that have adopted these technologies to make their cotton products even more competitive.
Mm-hmm. Is cotton mostly grown in America, or the things that, I mean, cotton's grown all over the world, but I think we grow a lot of it here, don't we?
Right, yeah, cotton. The U.S. is actually the third largest cotton producer around the world, behind India and China, and we are the largest cotton exporter around the world.
I think it's fascinating to know, and I say this as an aside, you know, you think about cotton, where it comes from, the plants, and how it gets spun into, woven into fabric, into strands, and it becomes fabric. I think it's a fascinating process. I remember learning about that also when I was a kid, studying these sorts of things in science. Anyway, the bottom line is that cotton is a good American way for us to focus on what's comfortable. Kids aren't going to develop rashes. I got a rash to polyester when I was a kid. And so cotton, no rashes. Look for cotton in the clothing. I think that's the bottom line here. Justin Coates, thank you. You can visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com to find out more information.
We use mobile devices. voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pat 23 at the hour. Music is the focus of the program at the moment, and specifically Lady Gaga. I always love saying Lady Gaga, almost as much as I like saying Bananarama.
if you like saying it, Dougie, Gaga, you could.
We're a member of Bananarama.
Lady Gaga is now available. You could say it all day long.
So she and Taylor Kinney have called it quits. Taylor Kinney is on Chicago Police Fire. What is he in?
He's a Chicago Fire.
Chicago Fire. Okay. It always looks like he needs a night's sleep.
Do you watch that show?
Ended there. I actually think, I'm a big Dick Wolf fan, and I kind of like the shows and the stories that he puts together. I don't like SVU because it's too much about the same stuff, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But the medical show with Esipatha Murkison, I like, and Oliver, what's his name? Oliver Platt. I think that's a good show. And I only see it on the plane, but it's a very good show. Anyway, Gaga and her fiance have reportedly. Why are you laughing? What are you chuckling about? What's so funny about what I just said?
You just went sort of weird for a second. You're like the old guy that mumbles to him. I don't know. I don't know.
I have 103 degree temperature. Yeah. What do you want from me?
I know. I'm worried about you.
Gaga has gushed about how supportive he was. Their schedules and distance from each other have played havoc with their lives, and so they've parted. They're going to stay friends.
Well, early this morning, actually, there's a bit of an update on this. Gaga tweeted that both of them have been silent about all these rumors, and she said, "Taylor and I have always believed we're soulmates, just like all couples. We have ups and downs, and we've been taking a break." And she said, "We're both ambitious and hoping to work through long distance and complicated schedules." So she said, "Please root us on. We're just like everybody else. Yeah. We really love each other." So I don't think it's
together,
over.
But they're going to have side action.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I can certainly understand that theory.
Whoa.
No, not that part of the theory.
Well, what's the other part?
The other part of the theory is having...
Like, I've got a fever.
Anyway, what you said before.
Well, the traveling and the long distance is
The people who love each other who are soulmates, sometimes just they don't always get it. I mean, that's part of being close, is that sometimes you're too close. Anyway, There's some happier Gaga news. She and Lenny Kravitz and DJ Jazzy Jeff. I wondered about him. I've been thinking about him a lot lately.
Yeah.
What's happened to him since the days of Will Smith and Fresh Prince. So anyway, Gaga and Lenny and the DJ are set to perform at the Camden Rising concert next Thursday as a part of the DNC. So I'm just guessing these are big Dems. So the concert is going to occur just before Hillary accepts the nomination. Hillary's going to be nominated for president next week? Wow.
If the Bernie fart-in doesn't work, then yeah.
Yeah. If it doesn't clear the building.
For those of you who hadn't heard, there's going to be a Democratic gas-in next week. There's a doctor who's encouraging people who are Bernie Sanders fans to eat lots of beans.
We call it the silent but deadly protest.
Right. During the convention next week. And so that'll probably clear the hall out a little bit or make it interesting to be in there. This is not related to that, this concert. You'll,
maybe.
The audience,
we don't know.
Well, that's true. Maybe there'll be a lot of people there, though. I'm trying to figure out where Gaga was originally. You think she was a Bernie person or you think she was always Hillary?
I guess she was probably always Hillary.
Okay. Anyway, convention volunteers and staff members are going to be the audience for this show. What do we know about DJ Jazzy Jeff?
You know, not much.
He was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince came onto the scene like in the very early 90s, and they had a couple of great albums, Parents Just Don't Understand and this song, Summertime. And then, yeah, there it is. See?
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, separation anxiety is the inability to cope when loved ones leave and most often occurs when the pet realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, almost invariably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite work. But I assure you that they really do not stay up at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when it is left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. Anxiety can occur anytime with any pet, but there are red flags that come with certain situations. Pets that have had more than one home are often afraid that when their owners leave, they may never return. That's more like abandonment issues. So how do you get your dog or cat used to being left by themselves? Leave them for short periods of time. I know it's hard. We want to be with them. But when you come home, even if you're there for a while, go into another room, read a book, watch TV. Let them understand the concept that even when you are home with them, they're not going to be on top of you every day. Because let's face it, we got to go to work to pay for their food, don't we? I'm Warren Eckstein.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace. Like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The hour hurts so good. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We'll have television news in a few moments. Well, it's hard to not classify this as television news because a lot of people are watching the convention. Last night, Donald Trump officially named GOP nominee. Woohoo!
I got a tingle, Dougie.
Yes, did you really?
I did.
Yeah. Ben Carson was there.
You'll appreciate the reason. You want to know why I got a tingle?
Why?
And you'll appreciate this. Because they changed, they asked if, for the Rules Committee to approve letting New York State be the state to push Donald Trump over the 1237 that he needed to become president.
Yeah.
And so the delegations are all doing the roll call, and I just think that's interesting anyway. So, you know, they go Alabama and Arkansas and California, the great state of California, wants to give $172, whatever it is. So all the states go through, they pass over New York, then when it's Pennsylvania's turn and they're close close to getting him over the edge. Pennsylvania says, we want to send you back. You know, we pass and we want to give it back to New York. New York takes it, and Don Trump Jr., as a delegate in the state of New York, got to push his dad over. So he got to make the announcement and push his dad over the top, which I thought was really cool.
Right. So now somebody was playing on a Facebook or some post I saw somewhere, Trump takes the crown. I always said it changed the R to an L, as Trump is somewhat of a clown. The whole thing is kind of shadowed by whatever went on with his wife. You know what? It's all we have such bad choices now. I'm looking at Tom Vilsack. People in the news, starting with Tom Vilsack, who apparently now is the number one contender to be the vice president with Hillary Clinton on that Democratic ticket. And what I know about him, those of you in Iowa, some of you may agree with me, some of you may disagree with me. I remember meeting him once at an event, a talk radio event, and I think I was in Iowa at one of the stations. As a matter of fact, I don't remember the circumstances, but I remember meeting him and thinking he was okay for a politician. He's an orphan. He was well known in Iowa, liked as a governor. I have found, though, his position as Secretary of Agriculture, his tenure there, has been a horror show, one horror show after another, after another, after another. Turns out, behind the scenes, he was the one that worked with Debbie Stabenow, who was a ranking Democrat on the Food and Agriculture Committee, actually, along with Al Roberts, who was a big zero from Kansas, to screw up this labeling bill. And that's just part of who he's become. So political, he's become. He started out well, but then he got like everybody else. And maybe this isn't even his fault. If we're looking for blame, it just is a part of when you go to Washington, you get poisoned. And so he has become so political. He's become so corrupt. And to see that he looks like he's going to be the vice president. I'm thinking, I keep going back and forth. Do I want to vote for Trump? No, I don't want to vote for him now because I don't like Pence.
Yeah, and then, but if you got the food labeling bill, which you're most passionate about, could you vote for him?
No, that's the point. If I was ever going to vote for Hillary or somebody, I'm looking at who she, you know, I thought at first Elizabeth Warren, what a horror show, I'm not voting there. And this guy is just as bad a horror show for different reasons. And what I'm saying is, you look around at all of these people, and it brings me back to the conversation we had I guess it was last week, about the presidents. Remember that day we spent a lot of time on presidents and how horrible basically most of the presidents have been that we've had, and we still have survived. We've had, on one hand, you can pick the really good presidents in the history of our country. The rest of them have all been horrible in many different ways, and yet we survive. So maybe I say to myself, what difference does it make? Go into the, you know, just kind of like put a blindfold on, walk into the voting booth, and pick something. Spin the wheel. And more than likely, I'm going to end up voting for the Libertarians. Because Gary Johnson, I don't know that much about, but I really like Bill Weld. But what am I going to do by doing that? I'm going to make sure Hillary gets it, because that'll be a vote taken away from Trump. But I just can't, in my heart of hearts, vote for these people that are so bad. I mean, I kind of like Trump in some ways, but I can't stand Pence. He's a horrible sellout. He and Vilsack are the same guy. They're the same guy. Just one of them's got an R behind his name, the other one's got a D behind his name. Other than that, they're the same sellout, phony politicians. And I just can't bring myself to support either one of them. So, yeah, that's where I am. Also, people in the news, Gary Marshall died. That's just sad.
I'm sad about that.
81 years old. This guy was so responsible for so many great shows. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride, those movies that were so sweet, Valentine's Day and New Year's and what all those other.
Didn't you just see one of those too?
Yeah.
Did you see Mother's Day, was it?
Was it Mother's Day?
I saw Mother's Day. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I did. Yeah, it's cute.
You know, the thing that I used to love about Gary Marshall is that he seemed like a good guy, but he was really committed to the arts. Not only did he launch a lot of great careers.
Yes, he did.
Which you'll see on Twitter from the celebrities who benefited from that. But he was really dedicated to the arts and to theater. And there in Burbank, in my neighborhood, they have a little 99 street seat theater called
The
Falcon Theater. And it's right on Riverside Drive in Burbank. Yeah. It's a great little theater. And they have I see a show there twice a year usually. There's a troupe called the Troubies, the Troubadours, who do these amazing shows where they take rock music and they put it into like a Shakespearean play. So you have like the Bill Withers tale instead of a Winter's Tale. Or you have Fleetwood Macbeth. So they take the music of Fleetwood Mac and they put it in the script of Macbeth. And they do clever, funny, amazing shows. And Gary Marshall is like their biggest fan. They work with them. He put them all, by the way. Most of the cast was in Mother's Day, so it was fun for me to see all the little, you know, the cameos by these people that I watch. And he always would be front and center there. I've seen him a number of times at those shows, and just very supportive and cool.
Good.
Yeah, he was also very, very funny when he did cameos in movies and things, too.
Mm-hmm.
He had a hilarious cameo in a movie called Orange County.
His sister, Penny, who's not been in good health, also followed his... she was on Hill Street Blues, I think. Wasn't she? Is that where she got started?
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley. That was it, too. Who's the... Oh, Betty... the actress from Hill Street Blues became a well-known director. It was Betty somebody or other. But Laverne and Shirley, she suffered because she smoked like a fiend and has been in bad health for a number of years. I always thought she would be the first one to go, but Marshall had pneumonia, which is, I think we were talking about off the air, many times that's what gets you. There are other things going on in your body, but your lungs fill up with fluid because your body's not functioning right, and that's what does you in. So the passing of Gary Marshall is noted here on Good Day at 43 past the hour. Let's move ourselves into a better zone. Let's talk about how you can make 8% yield on money that otherwise, if you keep in CDs or keep in the bank, buy bonds, you're going to get nothing or not next to nothing, squat, for return. This is a great 10-year plan for you should you care to be involved. There's a minimum amount involved in investing in this. If you go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or you call 888-444-2102, find this. Look it up. Check it out. See if it's not good for you. I think these ideas, a lot of people have great ideas, and you know they shop them around, and some people like them and some people don't. The background here, though, is pretty simple and straightforward. What they're doing is lending money to commercial real estate developers who use the dough to renovate existing properties or build new ones. This is pretty safe stuff, folks. Find out about it. Get your own comfort level. Call 888-444-2102 or go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
starts now.
Melissa McCarthy is always better than the material, and with just a handful of laughs, the boss should be fired. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
It's dour, self-important, and in 2.5 hours, Batman v Superman is numbingly boring. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Looking at some of the other things here, 46 at the hour, Wednesday the 20th of July, the passing of Gary Marshall, Happy Days. He created 255 episodes of that show in the 70s, the mid-70s to the mid-80s. Think about who came out of that. Let's see, what else? The new Odd Couple. That was in the 80s. Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley. Mork and Mindy. The list goes on and on and on. He did a lot of movies as well that he's responsible for. It's kind of neat to see what he did and how he did it. Love American Style. That was...
Yeah, and speaking of Mork and Mindy, Robin Williams' daughter actually had a nice tweet saying that, you know, her father would not have been who he was if it wasn't for this guy.
No, I think you're right about that.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did I say Dick Van Dyke Show? I think I did that. He was very close to Lucille Ball, produced a lot of those shows. I Spy, excuse me, Joey Bishop. Man, these are some oldie names here. You look back to Bill Dana. And he even worked on the old Tonight Show with Jack Parr to get started. So he's got quite a great resume, and it's sad. That's young, 81, very young. Netflix is ordering more of Making a Murderer, just what TV wants. But this has become another really popular show, started last December. How many people have watched this on Netflix?
I've watched it a few times. Yeah,
I haven't.
What's it about? I don't know the story.
It's a true crime story of a guy named Stephen Avery who, essentially, when you watch the series, you realize the police in his town, I think they're in Wisconsin, set him up as a murderer. And it's basically, it's a commentary on how much it sucks to be on the poverty line in America, regardless of race. I mean, this is like this kind of white hillbilly family, and they all are close. They love each other.
They're
not that intelligent.
This guy's in jail now.
Yeah, it's a real story. Yeah. He couldn't afford a lawyer. I mean, it's a horrible story, but it's very well done.
It ought to be on the political side of things. It causes good conversation about how unfair our system is. I'm here to tell you, working in the system for the past couple of weeks, what a mess our legal system is. Oof. What'd you start to say, Karen?
Well, I was going
to
say, did you watch The Jinx? Well, we've talked about that before with Robert Durst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
this kind of came out at a similar time, and it's a different story, but kind of a similar type of thing.
Yeah. Same genre.
All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Oh, boy, Dougie. Well, if you want to avoid politics, good luck, because this is the night that all the networks kind of flip over their attention to the Republican convention. PBS has coverage. ABC, CBS, and NBC are all joining with primetime coverage tonight. Mike Pence will speak. I know he's your favorite. The Daily Show, Samantha Bee, they're all, and Bill Maher, all doing coverage. If you don't want to watch that, the best I can do for you is to go to AMC, and with all this hoopla about Ghostbusters, you can watch the original. It's on American Movie Classics, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want a little, a little fun in your life, a little mystery, Wayward Pines has a new episode on Fox at 9 Eastern.
All right, 10 before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Some of the most pleasant moments in my life are spent on the radio talking to Warren Eckstein about pets, because he and I both love pets. So on a cloudy day, I would consider Warren to be a rainbow in my day. I really feel that way. I am pleased that you are being recognized for all the good work that you've done over the years, because you are a guy who's pretty selfless as far as I can see, helping animals in shelters, helping them to have better lives. I admire you, and I envy you in a manner of speaking, because I wish there were some things that I could do in my life that would bring me closer to the animals that I love. You have I've been able to take that love, turn it into a great radio program, into a great career, training people. It almost sounds like I'm doing a eulogy, like Gary Marshall died last night, like Warren.
I'm not feeling good all of a sudden.
No, you're doing fine. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here with a focus on animals and the Pokemon craze in a moment.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, it's 55 past the hour. It's Warren Eckstein here on Good Day. An animal shelter in Muncie, Indiana, causing a buzz online over the weekend when it asked Pokemon Go players to use their walks for a good cause, taking rescue dogs on needed walks. This is a great idea, by the way. All these crazy people with Pokemon, Warren. Are you a Pokemon player? Are you playing...
I'm a Miss Pac-Man player.
Are you really? Good for you. Congratulations.
I don't get this Pokemon thing at all, but, you know, I think this was such a great idea. If you're going to get involved with a game, and so many of the dogs at shelters are just under-socialized, they're stressed out, you get them out for 5 or 10 minutes, and Cujo turns into Benji. So the bottom line is it's really a great idea. Anything that, and plus the fact, I guarantee you that a good amount of dogs will be adopted by the people that are walking them looking for Pokemon.
I agree. All right, I saw a study this weekend, actually I think I saw this on the plane coming back, about how dogs ought not to be walked, but they should be put in a pool. Those of you who take your dog out, it's one thing to take the dog out to do a poop and a pee, but if you really want to get exercise, I found this with Charlotte, because I took her into the pool all the time with me, how much greater, because if the animal is moving more, you can almost envision it, Warren, right? The elbows and the and the feet and everything and hydrotherapy for dogs. Isn't that great? Isn't that better for dogs?
I actually have coming up on the radio show in the next couple of weeks one of the top physical therapists. Actually, it's called, I forget the actual term. You can't use the term physical therapy. That's for people. But anyway, the bottom line is the lady's coming on. We're going to be talking specifically about hydrotherapy. It's a great idea. I've known a lot of dogs that have benefited from hydrotherapy, acupuncture, acupressure.
Yeah.
But the water's really, really a good idea. However, I still say I walk my dog too.
Well, but walking your dog is all right. But put them in the water, and they get much more... It's the same for humans, by the way. Walking is okay, but being in the water, moving everything, is much, much better for you. Here's a story from Florida that I thought of when I thought of you when I saw this about the police who are helping dogs in hot cars. This summer has been really tough because the weather's been so hot, and there have been a lot of dogs locked up in cars. So the police in Pensacola are offering pet owners a solution. Free rides for dogs and the perpetrators to two different destinations. You leave your dog in the car, they're going to arrest you, bring you to jail, and they'll take the puppy and carry the puppy around in the police car.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And a lot of the laws, a lot of states are now passing laws, the Good Samaritan laws, where if you see a dog or an infant in a car and you break the window, you can no longer be prosecuted. Remind me to tell you a story in a couple of weeks about the time I spent the night in jail for breaking a window in a car to save a dog.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yes, on Long Island, Nassau County, I'll never forget.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, I would do that in a second. But anyway, they drive the dogs around and then they bring them to a shelter. But anybody who does that ought to be not shot. You know what I'm thinking. It's Warren X.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.